congressman seriously hurt. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Florida Republican Greg Stubbe hospitalized after suffering several injuries in an accident at his home.
Congressman Stubbe's team saying, please pray for the congressman and his family. They didn't go into much detail, but Florida Politics reports Stubbe was rushed to a hospital in Sarasota, Florida, after he fell off the roof of his home. Stubbe's a 44-year-old representing Florida's 17th congressional district, which contains the outer suburbs of Sarasota and Fort Myers through the Everglades.
Fox's Jill Nato. The country will likely reach its debt limit sometime in the next several hours. House Republicans demanding action on spending cuts to pass an increase or an extension. White House rejecting that.
It is essential for Congress to recognize that dealing with the debt ceiling is their constitutional responsibility. This is an easy one. This is something that should be happening without conditions.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, if there is no increase or extension, the government will have to begin prioritizing certain payments to avoid defaulting on debt obligations before early summer. No arrests yet in the execution-style murders of a family of six in Central California.
A manhunt for two known suspects that authorities say executed six family members in their Central California home, including a 72-year-old grandmother shot and killed in her bed, as well as her 16-year-old granddaughter and her 10-month-old child. The Tulare County Sheriff says the murders show signs of being a methodical, cartel-style ambush. Three family members survived. Two were uninjured. A third was shot while hiding in a nearby trailer. One of the survivors called 911.
Fox's Matt Finn reports the home was known to police for gang and drug activity. Tech layoffs pushing Wall Street lower Wednesday. The Dow losing 613 points. NASDAQ down 138. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to stop the enforcement of New York State's new gun law, passed last year to replace an earlier law that had been struck down by the court. Gun shop owners in New York say the new law violates their Second Amendment rights and requires enough paperwork that will allow the state to create a gun registry. There are multiple challenges to the new law being heard in the lower courts. Police say they have plenty of evidence against a suburban Boston man accused of killing his wife, but may never find her body.
Brian Walsh appeared in a Massachusetts court to be arraigned on charges of murdering his wife, Anna Walsh, who was reported missing by her coworkers 2 weeks ago. Prosecutor Lynn Veland says Walsh was Googling things on January 2nd, the day after anyone last saw the woman.
At 12:45 p.m., Pat saw best tool to dismember. At 1:10 p.m., can you be charged with murder without a body?
Brian Walsh also has a criminal history, pleading guilty to wire and art fraud. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Prosecutors say police found a hazmat-style suit in the trash with DNA from both Brian Walsh and his wife. Surgeons have removed a cancerous lesion from above First Lady Jill Biden's right eye and one from her chest, both confirmed to be basal cell carcinoma. That's the most common type of skin cancer, but also the most curable. A lesion removed from the First Lady's left eyelid was determined to be a non-cancerous growth. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing that she is stepping down next month.
I believe that leading a country is the most privileged job anyone could ever have, but also one of the more challenging. You cannot and should not do it unless you have a full tank, plus a bit in reserve for those unexpected challenges.
Elected in 2017, Ardern guided the country through the COVID pandemic, but her popularity had fallen sharply. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.